We can take actions to reduce our risk of cancer, such as stop smoking, drinking less, alcohol, eating better and exercising more, and limiting our sun exposure. But you're right, there are questions to be answered from this report. We need to understand more, but on the face of it, it looks like it's good news for Donegal.
Are you satisfied that the incidence of detection in Donegal is on a par with the rest of the country?
There is nothing to suggest that the incidence or that the rates of detection in Donegal are any worse than the rates of detection elsewhere in the country. The National Cancer Registry has the role of collecting all of the cancers right around the country, and they seem to be doing a good job of that. But we need to understand that if there is a suggestion that there are undetected cancers, we need to find out where those are, and we need to report on those, because if we're going to plan properly for cancer services into the future, we need to have proper information in relation to where cancers are and where they're likely to be in the future.
There is an ongoing debate about the provision of cancer services in Donegal, involving obviously the HSC, the South Hospital Group and others. Is that a debate that the Irish Cancer Society will take a part in, and is it a debate that will be influenced by these figures?
Of course debate will be influenced by these figures. I think when we look at planning for cancer services in Donegal over the next period of time, the 2016 to 2025 cancer strategy will have a strong influence in that. The talks are starting to commence in the next period of time as we work towards the publication of a new strategy, and the Irish Cancer Society will be strongly advocating for ensuring that the population of Donegal have access to the same level and quality of services as anybody else in the country.